two-way Ben. On a cheeseburger, I would rather have chopped up bacon either in a jam or held in place by melted cheese because strips of bacon get pulled out in one piece and the rest of your burger is baconless.
True. Two-way Ben. And I feel terrible for, I feel like I've added to this problem by making several bacon burgers on the show and not executing what Bobby's talking about.
I think people have to remember that like we cook for camera a lot. And there's something very sexy about a strip of bacon that's leaning over the side of a beautiful cheeseburger versus a dark jam. I think that's pretty much it.
Not even dark jam. So a place that executes this fantastically is the old Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. At Jack in the Box, what they do for their ultimate bacon cheeseburger, not only do they put the bacon strips on it, but they put the chopped up bacon bits.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the chopped up bacon bits, you can even do them cold, and you put them on top of the cheese on the burger, the steam from that cheese and burger meltage is going to kind of render the bacon a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably the best way to eat bacon on a burger.
I don't love that idea. I think the bacon jam.
But then you're getting the sugar.
I like
and
sugar.
If you want the sugar, I like sugar too.
I like sugar.
I don't
like I like my bacon to be cured in brown sugar and sriracha, actually. It's my favorite.
You like bacon. The candied bacon.
I like candied bacon.
Sometimes I just want bacon to be bacon, man.
That's okay.
You know? But yeah, this is correct. And it's also why I don't like thick cut bacon on burgers.
Yeah, thick cut bacon on burgers you can't enjoy. You need thin, crispy.
Thick cut bacon most places I don't like. I want it thin and crispy.
So I went to the Rose on Venice one time. It's a great restaurant. And they just they literally slapped down some bacon in front of us with two types of mustard. And we went to town on it. It was really good.
I like that though.
Next up, Jubaka 90 says, French dressing, very slept on. People need to realize its potential. French dressing reminds me of my house in like 2000, and my parents used to buy French dressing exclusively, and I'm like, stop giving me pink sauce! So I don't like French dressing anymore.
French dressing just tastes like straight corn syrup, vinegar, and tomato paste
to
me.
It's not good, yeah.
I couldn't tell you what it is in its actual context, because I've only had it from, you know, like the Wishbone.
Wishbone, exactly. That's the only one we buy.
Ditto with like Catalina dressing. I don't even know if Catalina dressing, do you know what that is?
Is it similar to French?
It is, but it's like a deeper, darker red, and it kind of just tastes like ketchup, corn syrup, and vinegar.
Cocktail sauce, kind of?
Kind of, but no, even thinner and syrupier. It's like it's like cocktail sauce mixed with Arby's sauce.
Oh, well.
Is Catalina
don't
dressing.
Tell my dad.
French dressing, like, there are a lot of these dressings that are rooted in, like a real recipe. So Thousand Island dressing. The original recipe has, like, nuts and raisins and eggs.
No way.
Yeah.
Raisins?
It's like chopped up
That's
dried
metal.
Fruits. And it. That's metal raisins in the salad dressing?
Yeah. Freaking awesome.
But then, you know, we kind of like translate that into like little pickle chunks and ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Ditto with like Russian dressing. Russian dressing typically has like fresh chopped bell pepper and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what the real version of French dressing is or if it matters, but I know the stuff in the bottle is not my preferred dressing.
Yeah,
I even like jarred honey mustard dressing.
I'm love honey mustard dressing. I prefer it to real honey mustard sometimes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll dip my chicken nuggets in the honey mustard salad dressing.
Yeah.
French dressing, maybe I need to explore that deeper.
Yeah.
All right. At Eric Rodefelt, this is a twofer. For my 10-year-old son, Ollie, pancake is a taco. For me, I love you guys. Eric, I love you and your son, Ollie, even though Ollie's dead wrong.
Yeah.
Again, that's fine.
Ollie, you're wrong, honey.
You're so adorable. And you're so smart. Just not in this particular thing. A pancake's not a taco. No, but you're so...
Keep trying, Ollie. You know, Ollie, if you send us an opinion a week, we will try our absolute best to say it, okay? No promises, though.
Ollie, your heart is in the right place, and you are a fantastic young man, and you are going to grow up and be big and strong and realize that a pancake is not a taco, and that's okay.
And I'm glad that your parent allows you to express yourself on a public forum like the internet.